the crumb.
So, the first point with the crumb is that, the original material is the trees that are cut down. And then they're pulped somewhere on the way to the factory.
No, first they get, I think it's generally spruce.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay.
And they turn them into wood chips and clean the wood chips.
What I was thinking of wood chips, yeah.
Yeah, and they clean them and then...
But that's all before it even gets delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they...
And some of that liquid may or may not stay within the pulping process. But anyway, it feels like because it's been cleaned, it's got a bit sort of damp.
Yeah. And also, because it's been turned... Even though it's chips, it's still solid, but I'd imagine that the chips would kind of sweat because they're all kind of separated. I don't know.
With a sort of resin or just because they're still fresh?
Yeah,
fresh
wood. Just all the freshness of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then they would... Yeah, so they take those chips to...
They go to the mill with the chips.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Is it the
spinning mill?
Yeah, the spinning mill.
Okay, and then they pulp those chips.
No, first they treat it with some kind of chemicals.
Oh, right.
And... Yeah, then they make the crumb. Well, crumb.
But they don't... So the pulping actually comes after the crumb.
Yeah.
Oh.
But right. They said that it's ground, not pulped.
Oh, so this is even before they've made it into a slab.
Yeah,
I
no.
The pulp
oh, no,
goes
no,
into
we've...
the slab.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. They turn it into a pulp that's made into a slab.
And then... So
and
that
then
and that's the bit that's like the
The slabs are taken to the spinning mill.
That's when the when you make paper out of newspaper and you pop it and then you put you dip that screen in and it comes out and maybe that's how they make the slab. The water drains off and it's left in a dense bit.
So they'd just probably just pile them up in lorries or something.
Yeah.
And take them to then they'll take them to
okay,
the spinning mill.
That's when the spinning mill comes in somehow.
Yeah, and then they grind it.
But they've added more chemicals even before they've ground it.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's dried out again and more, it's absorbed more stuff. Then they grind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when it becomes the crumb.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of soft, very fine sort of... That you can see someone brushing it down into a chute. Like it looks quite fluffy and kind of light. Or
yeah, really light, and like maybe as it's brushed, some bits kind of float up.
Mm. I don't know.
That it takes a long time to settle.
They might be wearing a mask, but it seems like something that could get so fine that you could almost breathe it in. Maybe.
Yeah. But I think it would be a lot different to something like plaster dust that kind of stays in the air or, like, covers everything. I imagine it as kind of almost a bit wet.
Yeah, I think it would still have a slight sort of stickiness to it. Maybe it would tend to clump
like
together, actually,
but
for a while.
Yeah. Well, like... Well, I'm sure them calling it crumb... is them seeing that it's like breadcrumbs or...
Yeah, it has a grain to it, actually. It's not so fine that it doesn't have a visible kind of grain to it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But as a... It's just crumb or crumbs. It's not... at that stage, it's not useful for any... anything really, it's just on the way from being a tree to being cloth, or it's just maybe the midpoint of a process where it's reached a stage where it's kind of indeterminate, or it doesn't, it's only that process, it can't be used for anything else.
So we've worked out how you get to the crumb, but then should we the crumb work out what happens to the crumb after?
Yeah.
They've got the crumb, and we don't. That could be stored at that point. We don't know whether it has to be used immediately or whether it can.
Well, I think they age it. So I think it maybe it's even smoked or left in somewhere that increases some kind. When you age something, does it kind of dry, or maybe the moisture dries off? They heat it or something.
Yeah.
Then they churn it.
Oh yeah. Okay. But it doesn't, and then more chemicals added then, because it's starting.
Yeah.
That churning starting to turn into a liquid, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it? Yeah. Yeah. So they would take it from where they've aged it.
Right.
To where they churn it, and then put some more chemicals in.
And then is it immediately after that that it goes through the spinner? Is it the spinnerette?
They filter it after it's been churned and had more chemicals.
Again.
Yeah. Okay. And then they turn it into this liquid, which I think they used to call rayon, but I don't know what.
I don't know what it's. So that's the. So it's still at the liquid.
So it's maybe it ceased to be. At the point where it's, maybe the point where they put the chemicals in after it's been churned is when it ceased to be crumb.
So imagine the churning's maybe just separate, because we're thinking about it being still slightly sticky, maybe the churning just separates it enough to allow the absorption of the other chemicals in.
Makes it regular, like a really regular consistency.
Yeah.
But dry.
Yeah.
And then they. Yeah, they add the chemicals that turn it into this liquid, and that's when the spinnerets come in.
So, right.
Which are something that the liquid is sprayed through.
So it's got these tiny holes in it that the liquid is forced out of again. So it comes out.
I'd imagine that it would go round. Spinneret, obviously, like. And almost like a spindle or something that it's pumped into and
pushes
then.
Pushes it out again.
Pushed out, and as it's a spraying liquid, it comes into contact with some other chemical that hardens it immediately.
Oh, it's like the acid. Yeah. It's when it goes into the acid, and you can see the point of it solidifying into a single kind of thread.
Yeah.
That you can then pick that out by hand.
Mm.
But I don't know how they must spool it onto something, and from there they weave it, because it's still.
Yeah. They would have to weave it into kind of a strong enough thread made of the fibre.
It's just a fibre, it's not actually a thread, yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
And then that is ready to weave into garments and things.
Find out what are the other things that could be like the crumb, like this sort of material point in the transformation that you can, that has its own sort of existence, even though it's going to be obsolete unless it's reincorporated into the rest of the process. So it's sort of a weird moment of it being contingent on the process, but in that it's given its sort of own identity as something that's...
I think the crumb is quite particular, I mean, to that one process of wood chips to material, because I think with a lot of other synthetic processes, it's more a kind of molten stage in the middle where it's just some the chemicals and things, the ingredients have been kind of heated and converted into polymer, or
and it's
More of a, it's a kind of bubbly liquid.
It's kind of a form, it's not, it doesn't have such a sort of attractive sort of form or visibility.
Yeah, it's not.
You can't really describe it, and you don't.
Because it's somehow less important if it's just a liquid in a pot, or kind of caramel. I don't know, the fact that it's this, these crumbs that don't, because crumbs really, in general, seem to be a leftover, or they're not, I don't know, something dry. It's quite, it's usually after, yeah, like the dust of a process, it's useless, but with that, yeah.
I was thinking about it being a kind of, if it's a kind of recording of some, if it's kind of recorded onto itself, the sort of process that it's undergone, and it's sort of become trapped in that recording.
Yeah.
Because it can't, it can sort of show up what's happened to it through its materiality, but it can't really do anything more than that. And it's when something acts like a recording, fixed in the floor and the stone walls, right in the substance of them, a trace of what happened in there, and we pick it up, detectors, decoders, amplifiers. I think the crumb is the like the decoding bit. It although you can't work back from the process that it's undergone, you can kind of extrapolate it from that, and you can situate it in what it will be in the future. So it's a kind of, I'm thinking about it as a potentially as a recording device, I suppose, or the the recording itself.
So one thing that we didn't say was that when we said that they aged the crumb, I think they kind of, well, from what I've read about it, I think they have them in these rooms and kind of comb it with rakes.
Right.
And that kind of, well, it's a bit like recordings or something, kind of.
These markings going through it. A bit like the glass with the flower on it that was being scraped by the bow that was going across it, and also the
all those experiments that we were reading about. Where is it?
There's the one with is it this?
Yeah.
Where
they heated up sheets of metal and put sand on them and subjected them to variable sound vibrations to create different symmetrical patterns of vibrations. I mean, because sand is another other thing that, is sand a bit like the crumb? Like how it's made into glass? Or it's different, isn't it?